Listening 3. Read, listen, and write a letter in each box. One.
I was going up to America to see my daughters. It was at the early evening and there wasn't too much traffic on the roads, as I recall. I was going at 90 km per hour up to the airport, but then I took the L1 and got stuck. And the worst was that on the next lane, all the cars were passing me by. I tried to find a way to get to the fast lane, but out of nowhere, a car came crossing. It was heading the slow lane, right just where I was trying to get out of. I couldn't avoid it, just hit the back of the car. There was nothing I could do. The other driver knew it was not my fault, so he didn't take it any far. Unfortunately, the front part of my car got all smashed in, so I took it to the garage and called a cab.
Two.
Dad wanted to give me a lift to the station, but I told him that I was okay using my bike. I explained to him that there is a place where you can lock your bike or motorbike overnight, and I told him that I was going to leave it there. That's when he knew there was no need to bring it back home. There was a place like this one in Glasgow. The only difference is that bikes can be rented there. So, once I got off the bus, I went to check out how much renting a bike was.
Three.
It was very difficult to complete my trip because of severe situation had arisen recently. All the transportation services had gone on strike. So, I decided to look under the bonnet. I didn't know where to start, so I just moved a few things here and there and the engine started. I was so lucky because taking a taxi was not an option on that day either. I got to the office in the city in 25 minutes as all the roads were clear. When I got there, I asked my assistant to take the car to the garage, which is 2 blocks away from her home, so she had half a day off and went back to her home on foot.
Four.
We had just been told to fasten our seatbelts because we were about to reach our destination. I was watching a film and it was so entertaining that I didn't notice I hadn't fastened mine. Then, some unexpected, quite violent movement got me off the watching of the film and I cried the attendant for help. She came to me like waddling and helped me do my belt thing and I was so thankful that I reached in my bag to get a chocolate. I wanted to give it to her to thank her for the help. The problem was that she looked so mad that I thought she wouldn't accept it. Then, once on land, I approached her and said I was sorry. It was a surprise to me to realize she was smiling and even laughed a bit. She said it was commonplace and it got me a bit pissed, but anyways.
Five.
So there we were, sitting at the stop all alone. We had been sitting there for about 3 hours. Several buses passed by, but they were all packed, so the only thing we could do was wait. Mark thought of going back home on foot, but how much time it would have taken to us. Besides, that part of the city is not a safe one to walk around. To make things worse, both our phones had run out of battery, and we had no change to use a booth to phone Mum. Then, at the dark distance, the lights of a car were coming towards us. We thought it was a taxi, which would have been great because it could have taken like 40 minutes to get home. However, it was not a taxi. It was Mark's brother. He said he was looking for us because we were supposed to be at home already. They had been waiting for us for so long that he decided to ride looking for us. Mark's brother is a bus driver, and it was great it was his day off. I'll tell Mark we should ride our bikes to the city next time, and that way we won't need any money for fares or wait for a bus that takes you ages to take it.